Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. It's January the 10th, 2021, and Happy New Year to everyone. And you're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. This is a show where you can call in and ask your legal questions, or if you have just a problem, I would love to help you. You have a toll-free number to call the show. It's 1-800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. Phone lines are open. Your question can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare, surrogates, living wills. It can be just about any area of law. And if you have a legal question, I'd be more than glad to help. This is time of year where everybody looks at New Year's resolutions. There are a few legal ones. I know everybody wants to lose weight and get in shape and get organized. As far as estate planning documents go and getting those things in order, what a better time to start thinking about that and making maybe revisions or updates or improvements in your estate plan, making sure you have beneficiaries properly named on all of your retirement accounts and pensions and insurance and annuities. A lot of people don't have contingent beneficiaries, I find out. So you make the beneficiary on retirement accounts and pensions and IRAs and 401ks and annuities your spouse. And if your spouse passes away, sometimes you never go back in there and think to redo and add a contingent beneficiary beside your spouse who may have predeceased you, things like that. Getting organized in your estate and wills and estate planning, financial planning is all very, very important thing to do. Hey, if you'd like to call the show, maybe something's been bothering you during the week, or maybe couldn't sleep very well last night, just worried about some issue, why not call the show and at least get a little information and get pointed in the right direction, hopefully. So the toll-free number to call is 1-800-969-9352. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, host of Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law, 37 years in running now, and glad to be here this morning. This is the first January 10th of 2021. Glad to be here. If you have a legal question, the phone lines are open. Always like that first call coming in. You got 1-800 is the number, 1-800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352, and phone lines are open. Hey, you could be our first caller. Last week's show was a best of show, we call it. This is the first live show this year, and you could be our first caller 2021. 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Larry in Tampa.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, Larry. Good morning.
I have a friend of mine. She had her son deported to Costa Rica. And her husband and her son was deported. And her husband died of this COVID. Can she go there and pick up her son?
Can she go where? Where is the son?
Over at Costa Rica and pick up her son.
Well, I don't know the in and out rules and regulations now about people traveling, you know, to that country, or, you know, a lot of different countries have different regulations and so forth. So I don't think I can answer that question for you. You'd have to check with the airline, see if anybody's flying into there, what the requirements are. Once you get there, how long you might have to stay, whether or not you have to have proof of being this, you know, vaccine shots. I mean, and there are a lot of different things. So it's not just a quick answer. I can say yes or no. I'm sure if you can, there are going to be some requirements as well attached along to it.
Okay.
So if I were her, I would check the airlines. I mean, if you can get a plane ticket there, you have a passport, you can get every and see what the requirements are to even board, you know, to board the plane, what the requirements are for that country. She should do all that checking out. And if she can get airline tickets, she's taking the first step.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm fixing to turn 59 and a half come this next month. If I drawed out $100,000, how much would I have to pay in taxes?
Draw out $100,000 on your retirement account?
You're right.
Well, it depends on, it somewhat depends on what your tax rate is. Do you have a financial advisor?
Not really, no. I just, that's what I'm trying to be my own advisor here.
Who does your tax returns? Who does your tax returns each year?
She's in Pinota Sassa, MBA County.
Well, hey, why don't you, that person would be responsible for your taxes. Why don't you ask, a lot of times people coordinate with their tax advisor as to how much to withdraw and when. And the tax advisor that does your tax return will be able to tell you exactly what the taxes are based on your other income and your tax rate and so forth.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good luck to you. Let's go to Tom in Clearwater.
Good morning.
Hey, Tom.
Hello. Yes. Hi.
Good morning.
I have a question about, I've got a trailer in a trailer park, or actually it's called an RV park. And I've been here, quite a while, 6-7 years now. And the rules keep changing. Now, is there like a grandfather clause where I don't have to go by the new rules? How does that work? Because they keep changing and it's hard keeping up with them.
Do you have a lease or do you own?
No. I basically lease the lot. Or I rent a lot.
Okay. Are there rules and regulations in the lease itself? See, I think answer to that's going to be that someone's going to have to review your lease. There could easily be a paragraph in your lease that said you will abide by the rules of the park and as amended. So to be able to answer that, I think I would need to review your lease and go over with you. Did you have to what's the term of your lease?
I did not get a lease. When I first came, I got a booklet that had the rules in it. And I don't believe there was anything in there about new rules.
You pay a monthly amount, right?
Yes, I do.
To rent a lot?
Yes.
Well, that's a lease.
Okay, yeah.
You signed something to be able to.
Hello?
Yeah, you signed something to be able to pay the rent per month, and probably in that whatever you signed would constitute a lease, and there have provisions in there about obeying the rules of the park. But to give you a better answer, I'd have to review the lease and see exactly what you signed and agreed to.
Okay. Very well. Well, that's I'm going to have to look through my paperwork and see what I can find.
Okay, Tom. Well, good luck to you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I enjoy your show. I find law just fascinating.
Well, me too. That's why I'm still practicing, and love doing it.
Well,
so, thank you so much for calling.
Have a great new year.
All right. You too. Let's go to Mike in Port Richey.
Hello?
Hey, Mike.
I am on. Okay. All right. I have a problem with my ex-wife. the original divorce decrees had her doing two things that she did not follow a judge's orders, which is sign over the house I'm in with a quitclaim deed. She didn't do it. But, however, she was somehow able to change the appraiser's records and took her name off of that without changing the title. Very confusing. The other thing, she was supposed to take my name.
Well, you can go down to the records to see how she did that.
And she didn't do that. And she took my name illegally off the title of that home. And I'm still on the mortgage. So I can't get a mortgage loan of $100,000 I would like. And I can't get any credit anymore because of the $121,000 liability, which is, exceeds my $36,000 income. The one thing is there's a clause that says in lieu of...
Sir, hold on a second. Did you have an attorney during the divorce proceeding?
She did. I did not. And it was a phone conference. No, not the original. I did not have a lawyer.
First of all, she couldn't remove your name from a deed without you signing the deed.
But
second
she did.
Of all, her name could not have come off of the property without her signing a deed.
But it did.
All right, so you need to meet with an attorney who can...
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do a little search in the public records and figure out how all that happened.
He went and everyone's thoroughly confused how it happened. The appraiser's office is covering up their mistake. And I'm suffering because I have to pull my money out of an annuity. And I'm suffering bad. You know, I have to pay 25% fees on my annuity. So it's killing me. I'll see a lawyer.
Yeah, well, that's the only way you're going to get it straightened out, I think. So.
But what do you think of the clause that it could be used in lieu of a quitclaim deed, the divorce decree? I was told that's if I'm dead and or incompetent.
Well, the order, the divorce order, could have been filed in the county records if the judge directed it go one way or another. I mean, it's possible, but an attorney needs to look on the public records for you and figure out exactly
the steps. He's thoroughly confused. All right. Thank you.
All right. All right. Let's go to Attorney John Frazier on the line. John is our Medicaid attorney for the firm, Medicaid VA attorney, Elder Law. Good morning, John.
Hey, Joe. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. And you?
Doing great.
So what's the topic? What's the Medicaid tip of the day?
Today I was going to talk about the difference between Medicaid planning for a resident of a nursing facility as opposed to an assisted living facility. There are some very important differences. There are also some significant similarities. About 90% of my clients are residents, long-term residents of a nursing facility. About 10% are assisted living residents. And the major similarities are that the criteria for qualification are pretty much exactly the same. The asset restructuring strategies to obtain Medicaid are pretty much exactly the same. But there are some very, very significant differences, and this is the reason why so many of my clients are residents of nursing facilities rather than assisted living facilities. I think the biggest difference and problem with assisted living Medicaid in Florida is that we've got a very significant waiting list for assisted living Medicaid. It could take a year, 2 years sometimes for a person's name to come up on the waiting list. And the procedure is that when you're looking to apply for Medicaid in an assisted living facility, you have to call into the Area Agency on Aging as a very first step and have the person's name put on the waiting list to complete a form called a 701S screening form. if the person does not get a score of a 5 on this screening form, let's say they get a score of a 3, they're probably going to be put on an indefinite waiting list. However, if they get a score of a 5 on this screening form, then the waiting list will probably only be 30 to 60 days for assisted living Medicaid. So this is where it's very important to speak with an elder law attorney about this waiting list process, because if you just call in without legal guidance, most of the time you're going to get a score of less than a 5. However, if you speak with an elder law attorney who's skilled in working with this process, it greatly increases the chances of getting a score of a 5 and reducing the waiting list. The other significant, another significant difference is that the state of Florida pays quite a bit more for Medicaid in a nursing facility. The average cost of care is about $9,500 a month in a nursing facility. I see some facilities charging $17,000 a month in the Tampa Bay area. Assisted living facilities only charge between $2,000 and I would say $7,000 a month on average, so they're a lot less expensive. The other thing about assisted living Medicaid, a difference, is that the average reimbursement from the Florida Medicaid program is only about $1,000 to $1,400 a month in excess of the person's monthly income. So if you take the example of a person having $1,000 a month in Social Security, that would cover the entire cost of the bill at any nursing facility in the state of Florida if the person's on Medicaid. However, for an assisted living facility, the government's only going to pay between $1,000 and $1,400 a month. So that's another very significant difference, and accounts for the reasons why so many of my clients are residents of nursing facilities rather than assisted living facilities. So that's a basic overview of the two.
John, you know, there are some other places that just have names like memory care. They don't tag themselves as assisted living or nursing home. So how would a facility that called themselves memory care division or unit, how would they generally be classified?
Well, this has a nursing been a home? No, generally speaking, that's assisted living. And this is something, that's a perfect example of the confusion that many of my clients have when they call us. I'll have clients call me and say, well, for example, my husband's been in memory care and we need to apply for Medicaid. And I tell them, memory care typically means assisted living, which means waiting list, and I've had several clients insist that they're in a nursing facility, and then I'll ask them how much they're paying per month, you know, $6,000 a month, and right there that tells you it's an assisted living facility because the average cost of care in a nursing facility is $9,500 a month. This is a critical issue to determine right at the beginning, because if you apply for Medicaid and you haven't gone through that waiting list process, the case is going to be denied. So it's critically important to know whether it's a skilled nursing facility or assisted living facility. The state of Florida has different licenses for each of these, and we can determine in each county throughout the state of Florida from the Agency for Healthcare Administration what the classification is. But if a person says memory care, it has always been assisted living. Now, if they say lockdown unit, that typically means a skilled nursing facility. But memory care is almost always assisted living facility, meaning waiting list. So it can be very, very confusing.
Is there a difference between a nursing home facility and a skilled nursing home facility?
No, they are the same. And this is another thing that can be very confusing. If a person is discharged from a hospital and sent to rehab, that's a nursing facility. So that's another way to determine the difference between the two, because rehab only occurs, and it's up to 100 days under the Medicare reimbursement, only in a nursing facility, meaning that we can apply for Medicaid right away and not worry about the waiting list issue. But these terms can be very, very confusing for the public. And the only reason, you know, a skilled elder law attorney is going to know the difference, but the public is generally not. It can be very, very confusing.
All right, John, someone out there listening would like more information and would like to learn how to protect their assets and maximize government benefits. And how would they contact you? Please give your information.
The office number is 727-586-3306, extension 104. My cell phone is 727 248-5374. And my email address is John, J-O-H-N, at attypip.com.
All right. For you listening out there, you don't have to spend down all of your assets. They can be protected to a large degree. You can maximize government benefits. You need a skilled Medicaid attorney, elder law VA attorney to assist you. Mr. Frazier works with our firm. He's had thousands of these cases. So whether you use John or someone else, you can really save a lot of money and protect yourself and maximize government benefits. John, thank you so much for being on the show this morning.
Thank you, and have a great Sunday.
All right, you too. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. If you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number to call the show. And the number is 800-969-9352. We'd love to help you this morning. We have another half an hour to go, so stay tuned. Call in with your questions, and let me help you at 1-800-969-9352.
On 970 WFLA.
All right, good morning to you. This is Attorney Joe Pippin, Ask an Attorney all about Florida law. If you have a legal question on this January the 10th, 2021, phone line is open right now at 800-969-9352. That's 800-969-9352. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, the host of Ask an Attorney all about Florida law for 37 years and running here in Florida, probably the longest running continual show, same host, same format in Florida, maybe the nation, who knows. Started my shows before Rush Limbaugh did. Not that I'm comparing myself to Rush. Rush prepares for shows every day during the week for 3 hours. And, you know, I come in unprepared because I don't know what you're going to ask me. You could ask me just about anything. And I just prepare myself generally all the time with continuing education. So the clients learn from other attorneys, learn from your questions sometimes too. Love to help you if I can. 1-800-969-9352. Phone lines are open. 800-969-9352. So if I can help you, give you a little peace of mind, get you pointed in the right direction. Your question, by the way, helps other people.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I have many, many people say, well, you know, I'm just so glad I listen and learn, and I learn so much from callers who have questions that I haven't even thought about that I should be doing this or that. So, hey, give us a call if I can help you. 1-800-969-9352. So I had an interesting client situation this week. It ran something like this. Client comes in. They were both elderly. I think the husband was 90 in his 90s, and the wife was in her upper 80s, let's say. And they've been married a long time and own most everything jointly. So the husband, the older husband says, look, my wife is starting to get memory issues and problems. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the size of the estate, who they wanted to leave it to. And he went on to say that he didn't think that his wife, his younger wife, would be able to handle things financially. So they're kind of worried about what to do. And so we devised a plan after talking a little bit more and getting more information. So we did a joint trust, husband and wife joint trust. They own most all their assets jointly. We made the husband the sole trustee, and that if he would die first, which under the circumstances were likely, we named another trustee. The wife never was going to be a trustee in this case. So the husband was the sole trustee of a joint trust. They named a successor trustee to take over if the husband died or upon the second death, even if the wife had died first and the husband continued to be the trustee. Upon the husband's death, it would go to another trustee who would be the trustee for the benefit of his wife, having to use all of the assets in her trust for her care and a lifestyle that she was accustomed to. And then when they both died, there was a general distribution. The power of attorney documents we did were husband to, in this case, the husband, this is a separate document, the husband gave his power of attorney to the person they chosen as the first successor trustee. The wife gave her husband a power of attorney, and then the backup would be the person they chose as the first successor trustee. Just part of doing estate planning to take care of the needs of a client. And that was just one example of probably thousands I could give you. Let's go to Ken in Sarasota. Ken?
Hello.
Yes.
Have a trust, revocable trust, have a stepdaughter who is named in the trust, but she is homeless and does not have an address. So how do I specify her? Because all I have is her name. So if something happens, how's anybody going to prove that she needs something else in that trust?
Well, your successor trustee has the job of finding her and providing for her as you've instructed in the document. So does anybody know where she is right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, just tell your successor trustee, I mean, you can share with the trustee what you've done and what you, there should be language in the trust about how the money is to be distributed to her. I mean, you could put instructions in a trust. I want my trustee to find her a place to live and pay the rent directly. I want my trustee to pay all of her medical bills directly to the medical providers. I want my trustee to allocate money per week for groceries, maybe a gift card at, you know, a grocery store weekly. You can put a bunch of instructions in your trust for your trustee to follow and how you want her taken care of. If your trustee, you've given the trustee enough information to find her, locate her, know who she is, all the better.
Okay. So how often should the trust be reviewed or revisited?
The successor trustee to you?
You're
talking about reviewing while you're living?
Yes.
Well, I assume you know and trust who this trustee is. How often do you see them?
No, I'm talking about the whole trust. How often should we, the trustees, revisit to update or correct or whatever?
Well, the owners of the trust, my general rule for my clients is I'm going to send, if I haven't seen you in 3 or 4 years, I send you a letter suggesting a review. So my
That's
answer would be
I'm
every three or four
for.
Years at, a, you know, and more often if necessary.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, Ken, thanks for calling. Hey, if you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number, 800-969-9352. That's 800-969-9352. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Bob in Temple Terrace.
Yes. Yes. Good morning.
Morning.
I have a question on the gun law here in the state of Florida. I was at a Christmas party where there was a discussion of the gun laws, and this person made a statement that any resident of the state of Florida could go into a gun shop and buy a gun and keep it in their home, and that would be legal to do that. I just wanted clarification of whether that was true or not.
Well, sure. I didn't hear anything in that statement that wasn't true.
Okay,
so,
you don't
need
a
license.
You don't need a
license. Well, okay, there was, you know, you a felon couldn't go into a gun shop. I mean, there are some exceptions to that rule.
Right.
About who can buy it. So just not anybody who lives in Florida. If you're a felon, no. I mean, there are some exceptions like that. But generally, if you don't fall with some of these exceptions, any Florida resident that's not a felon, that's of age, and there's no other reasons to withhold under Florida law of selling them a gun, you can. And they do a little background check anyway. And, you know, there's
as long as as long as you keep the gun in your house, then you would be
you don't have to have a concealed weapons permit to keep the gun in your house.
Yeah, okay. But then it was said, well, you would get in trouble if you took that in your vehicle or if you took it off your property.
Well, it's better if you're going to be taking it off your property, keep it on your body or whatever, you know, strapped down behind your back or down your pants leg or something. You need a concealed weapons permit if you're going to be taking it from place to place. If it's going to be in your car, basically it should be in your glove box, in a holster, or in your trunk, you know, in a holster. There are certain rules about how you can carry a gun from place to place.
Okay, so to do those types of things, though, then you need a concealed weapons permit.
Yes, sir. Hey, last year I did a number of Zoom seminars. One of them was on gun laws with another attorney. We did a Zoom, and anyone who would like that seminar can send me an email, and we'll send them a link to the Zoom meeting where they could watch a 50-minute presentation on gun laws in Florida. And we did a presentation, and we answered questions from the Zoom audience. So if you'd like that, just send me an email, and I'll be glad to send it to you.
Oh, okay. All right, then I can watch it on my computer.
I'll give out my email address for anybody else who wants to hear. As soon as you get off the phone, you just grab something to write on, and I'll list the other Zoom seminars, and anyone can have access to those.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, Bob, thanks for calling. So last year, we're going to do another Zoom seminar, I hope probably the last Friday in January. I've kind of targeted that date. I haven't made the arrangements on that. And I'm hoping to do that on living wills do not resuscitate type of seminar, the laws on that. I think that'd be a very interesting subject. And a lot of people are confused about DNRs. I mean, I had a little confusion on that topic myself, and also different doctors we find interpret that differently and what they can do. So my next seminar, I think, will be on living wills and do not resuscitate orders. I'm working on that. I'll probably announce that next week. But if you'd like to get to view and watch the Zoom seminars we did last year, we did 7 of them. We did them on estate planning, living trust, probate, Medicaid, family law, asset protection. So if you'd like the link to any of those, and the last one was gun law, if you'd like a link to any of those to be able to watch that at your leisure. So these are a little bit different than the radio show because we have, you know, an hour on one topic with full discussions and audience participation. So if you'd like, I'd love to send it to you. All you have to do is email me and request it at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. So the abbreviation for attorney, A-T-T-Y, first 3 letters of my last name, Pippin, P's there, P-I-P. So it's Joe at attypip.com. We'd love to be able to send you our Zoom seminars, and once we do that, we keep your email address for all future ones coming up as well. Let's go to Donna in Treasure Island.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My friend's mother just passed away. She was 104. She had been in an assisted nursing home for 7 years on Medicaid. Now, since she has passed away, can the state come back and get any money from the family? I mean, she doesn't really have an estate of any value.
No, the family.
Have you ever heard of that?
The family is not responsible for mother's nursing home or medical bills. So the family has no personal liability. And the fact
so is, they can't send a bill and say that you owe thousands and thousands of dollars for the last 7 years, correct?
Well, they could send
it. Is that my understanding?
They could send it, but the family's not obligated to pay the bill. And in fact,
okay, they can send it, but they're not obligated to pay it if they do receive one.
Let me talk for a second. So if the family, if mother had had a home, which it doesn't sound like she did, but Mr. Frazier, our Medicaid attorney, would have told you that the homestead is exempt and the home could have even been passed to the children and the children would not be personally liable for any medical or nursing home expenses personally.
They couldn't find a will. She had a trust, but it wasn't said.
Yeah. Well, if she did had no assets, the will becomes, you know, less of an issue. If she was 104 with no assets, the will, it wouldn't have mattered,
yes,
really, that you couldn't find the will.
Right.
Okay, Donna?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. And by the way, for those who are listening, everyone has a will. If you don't sign one or they can't find one, the state of Florida has made one for you. It's called a statutory will. So everybody listening to the show has a will. If you didn't sign one yourself, guess what? The state of Florida makes one for you. The one the state of Florida made for you might not be anything like the one you would do for yourself. If you you should have a New Year's resolution to get your estate planning updated, reviewed, and if you haven't done it, you know, good time to make a resolution to get it done this year. And I'm sure there are lots of people out there who made a resolution to do it last year and didn't get around to it, so you double down and make a double resolution to get it done this year, because it's very, very important. If you don't do it, the state does it for you, you're not going to get the result that you have wanted if you've done it yourself. And not doing anything can also be bad news for a beneficiary who, and for your state possibly, who would squander the money and or lose government benefits or multiple other things, bad things could happen that you could plan to avoid. On government benefits or special needs trust that you can preserve and protect assets to be used for the person's benefit without disrupting government benefits. People have addictions. You don't want to have the state will giving them, you know, a third of the estate and they're going to waste it on an addiction. It can be used over a monthly allotment, pay for rent. Mandatory testing can only be used for health care if they test, if they fall to their addiction. Lots of special things you can do in estate planning. This is a good time to make a resolution to get that done. If you'd like our estate planning seminar, if you'd like our estate planning seminar we did on trust and or, excuse me, our poster sheet on estate planning, you can request that by sending me an email at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. Our phone lines are open right now at 800. We have about 6 minutes left in the show if you want to call. Phone lines are open at 800-969-9352. That's 800-969-9352. And if you have a legal question of anything I can help you with, I'd be more than glad to try. Get you pointed in the right direction, gave you some, at least direction, if not an answer or a great answer, at least give you some direction. And if you don't know, and I don't know, you're calling because you don't know. If I don't know, I'll find out for you or give you a resource to get to the answer. No need to wake up in the middle of the night worried about different things. So if you have a question in the remaining moments here, the phones are open at 800-969-9352. Suppose you're trying to decide who the personal representative executor of your will should be, or who the successor trustee would be, and you're not quite sure, so you kind of use that for a reason not to do a document. Well, my answer to that is, you know, the person that you name is not going to probably have a job for many years to come. So these people are not, don't swing into action to be able to do what you want them to do until you die or become incapacitated. So sometimes that could be, you know, a good number of years before they take over. So that's why it's important in your estate planning documents to have successors. You named your primary choice. You name a backup choice. You can even have a third choice. And if for some reason the person that you name is not able, then you have one or two other backups. And who knows, you know, it's a person, let's suppose you do your documents and you only had one person that you could think of. Well, you need to think of a couple, because that one might not be able. Then you have a backup named in your document, plus then you're not going to have to pay to redo the document or amend the document or do a codicil to the document because you've named a backup. You were smart enough to have a backup named. So all of those would be good reasons to have contingents. In the same way on beneficiaries, you have a contingent beneficiary. You know, 1/3 to X. If X is not living, to X's children, or so forth. You always name a backup. Let's go to Bob in St. Pete.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm doing good. I want to say first, I appreciate what you do for us, adding this show each week. We listen to it every morning before church.
Well, great. What church you go to?
Northside Baptist in St. Pete.
I was a member of Northside Baptist for, I don't know, probably 10 years when I first moved to Florida.
I remember you sat right behind us.
Yeah, I've spoken at the seniors group there, not too recently because of the COVID probably, but I spoke there every year for many years, you know, just recently. So anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, once again, thank you. I just want to share a quick thought with you, an experience I had. There's a company called Square Trade. Are you familiar with it?
Square Trade?
It's, what they do is when you buy a product, for example, we bought a TV from a particular big box store, and they offered a warranty. And being a Prime member, we got an extra year on the warranty. Well, there was a problem with the TV. At the beginning of the fifth year, it took me 9 hours, seven people, 2 days to file the claim. And in the end, SquareTrade, what they did is said, okay, you have the people, the authorized people come out, fix it, you pay them, and then we'll reimburse you. So they were kind of misleading. It took a long time. Like I said, I talked to 9 people over 2 days, probably 6-7 hours of phone calls, back and forth, you know, bird in a badminton game situation. So I wonder if there was any kind of recourse I had for what they did, and they kind of misrepresented what they offer.
Well, I think an attorney would have to review all the paperwork on the papers you signed when you originally joined up, and then see if they violated any of that, and then discuss with you whether it'd be worth your while to start some type of action so they don't do it to anyone else, basically, and plus whatever you could be compensated for.
Right. I'm not looking for any financial gain or anything. I just just the hassle that they put.
Yeah, I understand.
That we went through.
Well, hey, you've had the opportunity in the microphone to warn some other people, so, you know, that's worth something. But an attorney would have to review all your paperwork and maybe go through and maybe have an attorney write a letter of how much time it was that you had to spend to do that and put it on record somewhere. Hey, Bob, I got my time is up now, so I've heard the music in the background. I got to go, but thanks for so much for calling.
And I appreciate you, Joe. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, you've been listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. We're here every week. Join us next Sunday, for example, at 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock. We'll be on both of those hours. Hope you have a great week, and so long, and thanks for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.